then you would think that the people would return to God, that because of his tender mercy, they'd return to him. But they did not. Notice now you have the vision of the fire, and that's in verses 4 through 6. And a great many who believe that the fire here represents actually a drought, well, I'm perfectly willing to say a drought has to go along with it. When we have dry weather here in Southern California, why, the mountains start burning, and here on the West Coast, I don't know how many more years it'll be before we'll burn off everything that we've got out here on our mountains, to my judgment, due to the carelessness of the public today and of cigarette smokers. They say that a great deal has been started by a cigarette. But regardless of that, evidently, it's caused by a drought. But the thing that did the destroying, I think, is a literal fire, and I think he makes that clear. Verse 4, thus hath the Lord God shown unto me, and behold, the Lord God called to contend by fire, and it devoured the great deep, and did eat up a part. And now notice, then said I, O Lord God, cease, I beseech thee. By whom shall Jacob arise? He's small. And again, the Lord repented of this. This also shall not be, saith the Lord God. And apparently sent rain, and the fires were put out. And again, God heard them. And when it says God repented, it's because of the fact of the prayers of the people. And God is tenderhearted and would not go through with it. The awful thing today, friends, in rejecting Christ and being lost eternally is the fact that you have to do it against a God who is tenderhearted, who's gracious and loving, and he loves you. And sin against that is the awful, dreadful, terrible thing of the present hour.